your birthplace?
Wright County.
Okay. Can I ask you how old you are? You can give me an approximation? Nobody will see this but the teacher.
Approximation, would you want the year or just about 56?
Okay. And you're a female? Okay. And your occupation is?
My occupation is sales clerk.
Sales clerk. And your religion?
Holiness.
H-O-L-I-N-E-S-S?
Right.
Okay. Let's see. We need to talk about your education. Let's see. What schools did you attend in Pike County?
Academy Street High.
Okay. Okay. Do you remember where you went to elementary school?
I went to elementary school. My first school was, the first school I went to was, the name of that school was Shallow. That's okay. In Redland. That's still in Pike County.
Okay.
That was when I was a little girl, but I remember.
Did you go to junior high at Academy Street, too, or was that just high school?
That was really a high school when I was going there. But then I went to one out in the rural where they taught, I think, until the 10th grade. The reason I went to this one in Troy, they didn't teach me how to in the 9th because I was promoted to the 10th. The reason I went to Troy. And this was a very funny little name for this school out at in the rural where I went. It was called Skin Oak.
Do you remember how they spelled that?
S-K-I-N-O-A-K,
Skin Oak?
Yeah, Skin Oak. It's way out.
Okay.
Closest little town to this place would be Saco.
Huh.
And it was a very interesting little school because we had a lot of fun playing there. And of course our heat was wood heat. And the boys of the school would go out in the woods and of course they'd gather wood and that's the way we stayed warm. Mm-hmm. By them gathering wood out in the woods, little dead limbs and put in the heater, you know, and keep us warm.
Mm.
Which we've come a long ways from there, you know.
Central heat. let's see.
Now I lived a Prosperity 4.5 miles from the school.
You walked?
And we walked it daily.
Mm.
Part of the way through the woods and crossing the branches.
Mm.
And but at that time, we enjoyed it. We didn't even think of the miles because we didn't get to go to school but about 4 months. My daddy farmed and we didn't get to go maybe 2 months before Christmas, 2 months after we were back on the farm again, which cut out the education very much, very much so. You know, really the children don't understand the great privilege they have now because